Hare Krishna 101 Sankirtan. We spoke about Harinam going out on the streets, chanting and dancing names of God, glorification of God, which I think is a very nice thing to do, and probably more needed now than ever on the heavy streets out there. But then there is what we call Sankirtan, Big Mridanga. So let me explain what that really is. And also to get personal, why I was drawn into that aspect of bhakti yoga. You know, yoga, this and that. I sit down, I go to some retreat, and I meditate and do exercise or whatever I do. Often it's something people do for themselves, right? I want to be healthier, I want to be stronger, I want to be more peaceful, and so on. But I would say that the Sankirtan spirit, as we call it, it grows from more of an outlook that it's we here, you know, we have fallen into this world and we are struggling here, all of us who live here. And look, here are answers, here are solutions, this works. How can I, you know, I've got something here, how can I give it to others and share it and help to make the world a better place? And I remember, maybe I told it before, I was sitting in my home, in my apartment, Söder in Stockholm. And well, I was an artist. It was basically my studio there, sitting painting, oil paintings all day and night. But then I lay down my brush one day and I thought, you know, why am I doing this? Just to be creative, which I know the artists, art students often thought was the meaning of it all. Just be creative, create something. But I wanted to give, contribute, and there should be some meaning with it, some message there. So I got into philosophy, studying old wisdom and so on. And then I sat down that day with, well, figuratively at least, the brush in my hand, looking out the window and thinking to myself, yes, you know, if I do all these things for myself, live the best life, fulfill all my desires and dreams, and well, that's about me, right? And I had come to that conclusion before, that, yeah, I can gratify and satisfy myself by different means, whether it is by sex, drugs, and rock and roll, or sublime meditation in a secluded place. But if I can make other people happy, give them meaning back into their lives, help them solve their problems, then there's no end to the happiness I can create, and which of course then bounces back to me and, you know, between us all. So yeah, you know, and I never wanted to become a missionary man or a preacher, you know, like using these Christian words. I didn't like people coming pushing their faith on me, you know, that kind of thing. But here it was, you know, therapy. You try to help others. It's not a therapist pushing something onto you.